Karen from County Fairgrounds USA, countyfairgrounds.net. Welcome to today's podcast.
Hello.
Hi, this is Karen from County Fairgrounds. Do I have the infamous Cal Moon on the phone with me?
You surely do. Infamous and everything.
So you're a country music guy. And how did you get into that, Mr. Cal Moon?
Well, I kind of snowballed into it. I didn't really listen to a whole lot of country music until I was about 12 years old. You know, I grew up as a seventh-generation cattle rancher as well as, you know, son of a long-haul truck driver, so the country lifestyle was in me. But my mom brought me up on a lot of classical symphonies, and when I was about 11 or 12, I started listening to country music a little bit, and then when I was 15, I got into an international competition, and it kind of snowballed from there.
I understand that you write your own songs. How did you get into that?
My sister's mostly responsible for that. We always hung around together as kids. And so whatever she listened to, I listened to. And then she started writing her own songs. And I figured, you know what? If she can do it, I can do it. And I stuck with it. And here I am today. Turns out I kind of like it. Fishing thing with my sister. Now I'm just kind of still doing it because I love it.
Yeah, I guess so, because you already published two albums with some of your songs, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So how does that feel?
It feels great. I mean, it's still weird, you know, even after 8 years of hearing it, it's still weird to hear my own songs coming over the radio.
Okay, so you've performed in a lot of places. What has been some of your best memories?
Ooh, every single place I play is some of my best memories. I mean, Watershed Festival back in 2012, I played for the very first one. Got to open for a lot of cool guys like Steve Holy and Dierks Bentley. And it was a magical experience performing to 30,000 people. But even, you know, smaller places, you know, like, take your pick, any county fair I've ever worked, there's always something magical about it. And when there's that connection with the crowd, there's just nothing quite like it.
Yeah, you know what's magical about the county fairs? People are happy. That's what's magical.
Yeah. I think county fairs can often give Disneyland a run for their money for the happiest place on earth.
And we need happy right now. Very
indeed.
Much. You have got a terrific voice, but I guess you've been told that before, right?
A couple people, but I never tire of it.
Sounds like you don't get tired very much from what I can see.
Not too often, no.
Okay, so you travel with your own trailer-like thing and it has a stage in it?
No. There is a few videos on Facebook of a trailer that I borrow from a different sound company. Mm-hmm. And they have a really super cool setup toward where we can roll in right after a rodeo ends. Mm-hmm. And just crank into the concert immediately as the stage door is lowering while we're moving. And I just walk out onto the platform after we stop and let it rock.
Yeah, I guess so.
But no, it's not mine, but I wish it was.
Well, maybe someday it will be.
Yeah, who knows?
You learned how to play guitar rather fast. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, the World Championships of Performing Arts 2009, I somehow stumbled into that. And when they wanted to launch me as kind of the triple threat, you know, as a model, an actor, and you know, I was always singing in the green room, so they said, you know, why don't you just do this as a singer as well, and we'll just put you in all three categories. I said, okay, but they also wanted me to sing one of my own originals, and the only way to do that is to either pay somebody to record a track for me or mm-hmm. learn to play a guitar. I chose the cheaper option. So in 3.5 months, I went from never playing guitar before in my life to, backing myself up in competition. And I completely fell in love with it.
Yeah, that must have been kind of hairy, though.
It was. A lot of 8 to 10 hour days playing until my fingers bled. And when I get a hold of something, I don't turn loose of it. Mm. So when I knew I was going to be competing and backing myself up on guitar, I wanted to be the best I could be. So I would practice for, at least 8 hours every day, and haven't really stopped since.
So have you been in Nashville?
Yeah, I've been to Nashville quite a bit. In fact, the last project that I released, we recorded in the same studio that Jason Aldean uses, and a lot of the top guys that have been on Garth Brooks and Taylor Swift records. And it's pretty fun seeing there in Nashville. I even worked a couple of dive bars down on Lower Broadway, and that kind of trained me to be kind of a live jukebox, and taught me how to read a crowd toward where I can change up the show at a moment's notice, depending on what the crowd wants to do. So I hated every minute being in those dive bars, but it trained me like boot camp for kind of being a level up on the artist that I was.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it would. So where do you see yourself going with this?
Down the road.
That's a silly
answer. Yeah, I don't know. I try to keep my expectations low, No, actually, I want to take it as far as I can, If I'm up there with the likes of George Strait and Alan Jackson, that'd be great. But if I'm never more than anything what I am, it's been a good run so far, and I like everywhere I get to go. The good Lord blesses me every turn, and I'm happy with it.
There's a lot of competition out there. You have the voice, in my opinion, to win the crowd, but I think you're probably right. Probably right. Reading the crowd is an important part of what you do. So, and you have to
Indeed.
Have stamina. You have to have stamina.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is one thing where I kind of have a little bit of an edge. Going back to the dive bars that I worked in Nashville, they would sign us up for four-hour shifts. And thanks to a good friend of mine who's also my vocal coach, he taught me how to last and not just go all out all the time. And so going into those bars with that training in my pocket, I would go 2, 3, sometimes 4 shifts in a day, up to 16 hours of singing. And then I'd be back in the studio again at 9 o'clock the next morning, record for an hour for some songwriter down there, and then be at work at 10 again. It made my voice really, really strong toward where I can just last for long periods and give people a good show without wearing out.
I'm kind of curious. Have you ever thought about doing anything else?
Well, up until I was 15, yeah. I thought about doing literally everything else. But, no, for the most part, I came to entertaining, and this is all I really want to do for the rest of my life. I mean, I might explore different facets of it. I've started doing my own recording this year, and I really love the production side as well. And working for other people as a studio musician is always fun. And I loved acting, too. That's what I did before I was singing. Acting and modeling came kind of naturally to me. But when I'm on stage and there's that connection with the crowd and we start up a banter, that's the best feeling in the world, and that's what I love to do.
So what does your sister do? I'm curious.
She works for a... Let me see if I get her position right. She is the assistant to the CEO of a clinic in the town where my grandparents live.
Mm.
So she's one of the most powerful people in the county from my point of view, because she controls their health care.
Yeah, that can be powerful these days. Very powerful.
Yeah. Good news for everyone is she doesn't know it. But okay. She's also a large part of why I do what I do. It was her idea for me to go on the road, and it's kind of a family affair that way. We make a good team. And her and I, we would always push each other growing up to be a little bit better. And she currently is one of the highest paid people and definitely one of the highest positions of power within the clinic there. And she's the only one without a college degree.
That's cool.
So,
that's,
yeah.
That's cool.
We come from a long line of people who, you know, we didn't have the best financial status to come up and immediately go to college, but we learn quick and we just outwork everybody. I do.
I think part of that is loving people. Don't you think that's part of it?
Oh, yeah. You know, everyone has their own reasons for what they do, and you just hit the nail on the head. The music is a certain part of it, and at some point, I imagine the money will be part of it, but just that love of people, wanting to tell their story, wanting to tell stories to them, and just that constant, you know, love and adoration of people in general. Everyone I meet is somebody I want to get to know. And I just love people in general.
That's cool. How long is your show, usually?
It varies, depending on what people want. When I'm solo, doing just me and my guitar, it can go anywhere from, you know, 45-minute set to, you know, 4.5 hours.
Wow. You do have stamina.
Yes, ma'am.
So, do you play audience requests?
I do. And
that's
often
cool.
How I'll gauge what they want to hear. You know, toward where if it's a predominantly older crowd, like some fairs have senior day, you know, mm-hmm. having that. I grew up on the classics. Well, when I first started listening to country music, I kind of started off with, you know, Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers, and that graduated up through Johnny Cash and Jim Reeves and even some obscure names like Mel Street that people haven't thought about in years. But when I start playing some of those songs, it pulls a bell and they really get into it. But then there's a younger crowd and they want to hear more Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean, and then there's my own songwriting that I throw in the middle of it, and my songwriting's all over the place as well. So depending on what the crowd's into, that's how I gauge what I'm going to play for them.
Okay, Mr. Kale Moon, where would you like to perform that you have not yet had the opportunity?
Ooh, tough one. I don't know. Every single place has a different kind of magic to it. And, you know, some places have a big crowd that's really fun. Some places have a, you know, kind of a tiny crowd that is equally as fun. So I don't know, I guess the next place down the road. I'll go anywhere and anywhere.
Have you been overseas?
I haven't been overseas yet, but I got my passport punched and ready.
I have a feeling you might get to go.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, so how do people reach you if they're interested in working with you?
Well, they can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, eHarmony, Match.com, Farmers Only, Equestrian Singles, Christian Ming. Oh, sorry, wrong with the website. you can always find me through my website, kalemoon.com. And like I said, all social media, Instagram, Facebook, and, you know, just Google Kale Moon, I'll pop up.
Yeah. I bet you get a lot of people trying to contact you, don't you?
Quite a few, but I try to answer all of them.
You're an ambitious young man. Now I'm going to ask you how old you are. I'm just curious.
I'm 25.
Oh, well, you got a long road ahead of you, Mr. Kale Moon.
I hope so.
Well, you got a great voice. And you know one thing about country music that I always liked and love so much is because it makes people happy.
Indeed.
And that, yes, that's a good thing. So.
And the thing about country music that you don't really get from any other genre, one of my mentors told me this once. He said, country music is the kind of music that can make you feel really good that you feel that bad. If you're having a bad day, you can have someone else that talks about you having a bad day, and it makes you feel good that you just had a bad day.
Okay. All right. Do you have any parting words for our audience?
Yeah, just stay safe. Goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you. And if at first you don't succeed, maybe don't try skydiving.
But have Kale Moon come play for you.
Indeed. Anytime, anywhere. If I'm
okay, available. Mr. Kale. Oh, that's you'll be available. Okay, Mr. Kale Moon. Talk to you later.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.